We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the line is NYSUT President Andrew Pallotta, talking about reopening schools and what to expect from the governor a little bit later on this week. Andrew, thanks for joining us this morning. I want to first start with this, expectations from the governor. We had schools send in plans to New York State on what they're hoping to do for reopening. And now they're all kind of left wondering what the governor is going to say. Are you expecting him to say one way or another students are or aren't allowed back in school in a particular region or across the state? Are you expecting him to say that the district plans have been approved? Are you expecting him to say something else entirely? What are you expecting?
Okay, good morning. Those are a lot of good questions. So what are we expecting the governor to say? We know that he's been saying in his presentations that we want to see what the parents think and what the educators think. So that's a good sign. We also know that a lot of the plans that have been sent in to the state from local districts have not been that good. They have not been what was expected. There were some plans that I was told were only 2 pages long. So could you imagine in the middle of a pandemic, a district sending in a 2-page plan on what to do in this crisis? So I believe there will be school districts that are prepared, and there will be school districts that are totally unprepared for this crisis and dealing with it, keeping students, staff, and families safe.
Okay, so you're expecting more of like a district-by-district decision.
I think what we're hearing is that some districts have done a very good job. And then if you look at what's happened in Rochester, where they have said, you know, we don't think it's a good idea to go back because we don't believe our district is prepared. You've seen it in a lot of the big cities. You've seen it in Buffalo and Syracuse also having the same issue. Yonkers having the same issue. And, of course, yesterday the Commissioner of Health resigned in New York City. So do you go into a situation like this with so much confusion? I think the answer has to be you have to be so careful and prepared.
What is your situation like now dealing with teachers who are in all different parts of the state, dealing with all different types of scenarios? Because we all know here in Buffalo, not the same as New York City, not the same as a lot of places upstate, totally different pictures when it comes to the spread of the virus.
Right. We definitely have folks from around the state with different messages. I'm hearing basically every hour of every day from our members. Some are saying as long as it's safe and healthy for me to go back into school buildings, then I'm willing, but I have to be given assurances that the district has done what it needs to do. And then there are others who are very, very much afraid of going back into the buildings because they do not feel that all the precautions are in place. So they would rather continue the remote learning because that was safe. That was what they were doing in the spring, right? So we have folks basically on both sides, but many, many, many of our members are calling, writing, saying, I don't believe it's safe to go back.
You know, regardless of what the governor's decision is for districts, should there be an option for online-only learning, remote learning, for families that are uncomfortable sending their kids back to school?
Well, I think his messaging about the parents will decide, I mean, that was pretty clear parents that are concerned and believe that they shouldn't have to send their child back to school. The governor seems to be in agreement with that, that they should have the option. You know, we're going to get more clarification each and every day. When we talked about a two-page plan, if I was a parent in a school district that sent in a very tiny plan of this is what we're going to do in the middle of a pandemic, I probably wouldn't send my kid back to school because I don't feel that that is in anywhere nearly a detailed plan of how to react. How do you close the school? Okay, so we opened the school. How is it closed? Who is my contact at the Department of Health? Will they come into the school immediately if there is a child or staff member sick? Or will it take days? I was speaking with someone yesterday. They said in central New York, it's taking 9 days to get your results from a COVID test. Now, that is not in any way, shape, or form a rapid response, right? So we can't have that. And if that's the way it is, if the Department of Health is taking 9 days to get back to people, then it speaks for itself. Would you send your own children into that school? And if you were a teacher or a school aide or a bus driver, would you feel safe thinking that we won't know for almost 2 weeks whether there's been spread?
Has the discussion become too political for you? It seemed like for a while we were listening to doctors and we've spoken with the pediatricians, including just a few minutes ago, the medical director at the Oshai Children's Hospital here in Buffalo, who said that the benefits in many areas would outweigh the risk of having children in school based on what we know about the spread, and having children physically in school is very important. As soon as the president gets involved, as soon as the governor gets extra involved in this discussion, it becomes, you know, something completely different. Are you wary of that?
Of course. This is something that has become a political football. We wish we could go to one person and they would tell us these are all the facts and we could just rely on that. But we will hear one thing from one person, and then the next news broadcast gives you a different opinion on it. Should they go back? Are children spreaders? Now we're hearing yes. We weren't wearing masks. Now it's wear a mask. So, you know, the 6 feet distancing, we've insisted upon that as a union, plus wearing a mask in the classroom also. So it's wearing a mask 6 feet on the bus, having the buses sanitized, having the school sanitized daily. These are the kind of things we're concentrating on. But when it comes to the bottom line, I have to say we should err on the side of caution. And whatever that means at this point, when, you know, the governor's got a lot of pressure on him to make a decision for the state. And the state is very varied. It's a very diverse state. Some places in the state were hit very hard. Others, not as much. So I would say the health and safety of the students, staff, and families must come first. We make that decision. And we had a flat tire, right? We put on the spare tire. It was remote learning. Everybody knows that the best way to educate children is in person. But if this situation doesn't get cleared up soon and we're ready to go back to school, it's time to open the doors to the school, and we're not ready, then maybe the best thing is in places that are not ready, then delay. Does that seem like they're ready and the parents and the educators are on board? They should make a decision. But I don't believe that right now, from what I'm seeing, from what we're hearing on the plans that were submitted, I don't believe the state is ready to go back.
On testing, I'm wondering if you think the governor and the state education department are on the same page, because a few days ago, Governor Cuomo was talking about the testing of students, and the state ed guidance says right in their, you know, the document that schools should not be doing testing.
Isn't that something, right? So when we're talking about confusion and folks are saying, well, will we all be tested? Our position is testing should be available to everyone in the school community. So that's students, parents that bring their child to school, and they should get a result rapidly so we can trace people. And the Department of Health has had already issues. Down in Westchester, there was an issue at a summer school program where one person was COVID positive. and the Department of Health did the tracing. What they came up with was, I think it's okay to open the school the next day. But upon our insistence, they did not open the school the next day, and there are 9 cases in that one Greenberg, North Castle school district. So we say we have to be able to test, get the results back quickly, and make sure that it's done on a random basis also to get an idea if there's community spread. We're trying to keep people safe, trying to keep families safe. We think it's a great idea to do the testing, but again, if you have one part of government saying one thing and another part of government saying another thing, there is no confidence in the words that are coming out. So if SED is saying, you can't test, well, what do you do? What does the school district do? What does the superintendent do?
We are on the line talking with Teachers Union President Andrew Pallotta. Do you take some security in the fact that we've had daycare facilities open all across the state during, the highest points of the pandemic, really throughout the past 5 months, and we've heard very few, if any, cases of things having to be shut down at all due to spread of the virus, of outbreaks, or even a smaller spread of the virus inside these daycare facilities. Do you look at that and say, well, maybe there is, a way to do this safely, even when, transmission is very high within communities?
Right. We know that there have been some good reports out of that. And I'll go back to the situation with the summer school program, where there was one case and then it became 9 cases and it was staff and it was students. So maybe in those child care centers, they were on top of their game. And they did the testing, they did a tracing if there was a COVID positive. What happened in this one particular school district definitely sends an alarm out that says when you have a lot of children and a lot of staff in one building, you have to be prepared.
But if there, are daycare centers that have been open throughout, didn't close down to formulate a plan, basically had to do this on the fly, and they're not seeing problems, don't you think that most schools should be able to, with now months to prepare, be able to do something similar?
Well, I think whatever has worked, we should follow along on the same vein. So if they have suggestions and information that can get to districts and through the Department of Health of what has worked there, sure, we would like to emulate what they're doing, because what we're seeing so far hasn't been that positive. It hasn't been that good in the summer program. There's also North Colony in the Capital Region also had a COVID case in the summer school program. So anything that's working, let's try and follow what they're doing. And things that are not working, we have to fix, because it won't be long before a couple of million students and educators are going to be back in those classrooms. We want to make sure that it's a safe and healthy environment for them.
If the governor says yes to reopening, but your teachers do not agree, will NYSET step in to support the teachers and block the reopening?
Well, we have a lot of input. We had our national president, Randy Weingarten, on the Reimagine Task Force. They came up with some good suggestions about social distancing and disinfecting everything that we know they should do. So like cafeteria operations would be changed, the way mixing of classes would be changed, the hybrid model that many districts are going with now. So I know for sure that we will be relentless in advocating for our members, especially in districts where they are not satisfied with the plan that has come from the district. So if a superintendent has sent in to the governor and to SED their plan on reopening, and they have not discussed that plan with the local union or parents, the PTA, we find that unacceptable and inappropriate. So we would fight that. So whatever it takes at this point, right now we're looking at having our say at the negotiating table, but we have legal recourses that we could bring to bear. So that is one way of dealing with it. And of course, nobody really is too in favor of large groups getting together, but there is always, when it comes to the health and safety of NYSET members, students, and communities, beyond lawsuits, we would say, you know, maybe it's time for advocacy like rallies. And, you know, other states like Florida, a major lawsuit that has been launched by the AFT to block the opening because it's deemed unsafe. They don't have a plan, and their numbers were surging. So we would not want to rule out anything.
That is State Teacher Union President Andrew Pallotta joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.